It's a NewsBuzz edition of River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. Well, here's some ag news that you may have missed. Big news to miss. That's why we're pointing it out. Merger mania. Some of the largest proposed mergers the farm economy has ever seen. Some large-scale agriculture mergers are being considered, including the possible consolidation of these companies. Listen to this. Possible deals between the Germany-based Bayer and American seed giant Monsanto. Also between Switzerland-based Syngenta and ChemChina. That's a state-owned Chinese chemical company. And between American chemical companies Dow and DuPont. Any of these mergers have the possibility of creating a real global leader in the ag industry. Joining me now to parse through the mergers, what they could mean for Iowa's ag industry, Chad Hart, extension economist and associate professor at Iowa State University. Hello, Chad.
How you doing?
Good. So tell us about some of the big dealings going on, being considered. Well, what's happening? Pick out a couple of the big ones there.
Well, as you look, they're all three big deals. And as you're looking here, it's a combination of, let's call it, you know, taking seed companies and combining with crop protection, crop chemical companies. As these companies are looking to, if you will, broaden their perspective in terms of reaching farmers because of a turn down, a slowdown in the agricultural economy.
Mm-hmm. So is that what's driving it, changes in the agriculture economy?
It definitely is. What we've seen over the past 3 years has been a substantial decline in crop prices that has dropped farm incomes here across the U.S., and that sort of, if you will, tightened the bottom line for farmers, made it a lot more competitive as far as selling farmers seed and other inputs, and that's why we're seeing this merger pressure build up on even the largest ag companies.
Mm-hmm. So what hurdles are standing in the way of these mergers, and how soon might they happen?
They could move fairly quickly. As I look at Dow DuPont, they're moving right along. The idea is made several announcements and already began to work with the federal government on how that merger would proceed. It will take some time, as you mentioned. You know, the biggest one would be Bayer Monsanto. That would take some time and would take some investigation as far as you're looking at a very large combined agricultural company there, and what sort of requirements not only would the U.S. government put in front of that merger, but other countries would have some say in what as well as to how that merger would go about.
Mm-hmm. So investigation. So give us an idea of what they're investigating. Are these sort of antitrust questions primarily, how it would affect competition in the world in these products?
Definitely the case here. We'd be looking at antitrust competition cases here, not only looking in terms of, let's call it, price setting, but also in product development, especially as you're looking at the seed industry. You've basically listed off with Monsanto, Syngenta, and with DuPont, you know, the owner of Pioneer. The idea is you were looking at the three largest seed companies in the world, all three of them being involved in merger talks today.
Mm-hmm. And of course, the United States has every interest in seeing that the U.S. companies here come out in good stead, don't they? I mean, the USDA has some say in at least some of these proposed deals.
They would have some say, but more than likely this would be dealing with Department of State, Department of Commerce, you know, looking at all sorts of issues here, because a lot of these companies are not only agriculture, but they have some non-agricultural dealings as well. As you think about the Dow-DuPont merger, it was larger than agriculture. It had bigger impacts there, but ag was a major component mm-hmm. of that merger.
So if we look at Dow and DuPont, typically when large companies merge, they look at where they overlap, and then there are job losses, right?
There tend to be some job consolidation, but there also tends to be look for some synergies there. And what has been interesting about the mergers that have been listed here, it's a change from discussions about a year ago where we had, you know, there was some talk about Monsanto merging with Syngenta. So there you had two seed companies, two competitors, direct competitors, talking about merger. Now we're talking about companies that tend to, if you will, be in parallel markets. Mm-hmm. When I look at Dow DuPont, you looked at DuPont as mainly the, let's call it, crop seed side of the market. Dow was more known for agricultural chemicals, so they weren't in as much direct competition, therefore not as much overlap.
Let's talk a little bit, but before we say goodbye, briefly about how this may change the ag industry, especially for those who consume the products of these companies, farmers, small and large, and perhaps us consumers. Will we even notice it?
For the consumer, we probably won't notice as much. For a farmer, there is concern that, again, as you look at consolidating these companies, will you see a slowdown in the development of some products? Because typically competition helps breed that product innovation. There's also, you know, some concern that, you know, are we getting too large companies where we could start to see some non-competitive price setting here? And so this is definitely an issue that I know the U.S. federal government is, you know, watching very closely. The Department of Justice is definitely looking this over for antitrust. But, you know, that's the deal. A producer would probably see more impact than farm consumers would.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And quickly, perhaps in summary, too, if these mergers go through, how will that landscape in big ag look 5-10 years down the road different?
Well, I would argue it's a natural evolution. We've seen this throughout agriculture. You know, it used to be we had a lot of smaller seed companies. Now we've grown up in here the big three, and it looks like we'll maintain that big three status. But what we're talking about here is more, instead of just being known as a seed company, now you'll be known as an agricultural company. They're selling the seed, the chemicals, the fertilizer. We may even see some combination where we see some ag machinery companies merging with some seed companies or some fertilizer companies there. So we're broadening what an ag company means.
Okay, thanks very much for the explanation and the analysis. Chad Hart, Extension Economist, Associate Professor at Iowa State University, talking about some of the largest proposed mergers the farm economy has ever seen. So glad you could join us, Chad. Thanks.
Thank you very much, sir.